We are here at the Cattle Industry Convention, and I am speaking with Craig Uden, who is from Elwood, Nebraska, and he is now chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils. And now, Craig, over the last couple of years, we've been doing a lot of work with the Federation to try and put a face on it, I've heard it worded, and try and make some changes to make it a little bit more autonomous in between the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. But a lot of that hard work is now done. So now you're going to be going forward with a new federation from what it was a couple of years ago. What do you see for the future going forward with the Federation of State Beef Councils?
Well, I think we're just going to, in the federation, we act as a team. And the team approach is the only way. In industry, it always works better if you manage your operation in a team approach. We utilize the people that dedicate their time and efforts into making this industry better and moving the needle on beef demand. And the only way to do that's with a team approach. And our team is ready to continue to move forward and do the promotion, research, and education on our product to make a difference in moving the needle on beef demand.
Well, of course, one of the problems with the Federation is that people didn't really understand where it stood. And yet the Federation predates a lot of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, right? You were, from the beginning, you were a Federation of the State Beef Councils before we had a National Beef Checkoff, right?
Yes, back in the 60s on a voluntary basis, a lot of these beef councils that wanted to pool their money together and make a bigger difference by pooling the dollars together to have a national program. And that was kind of the basis for the beef councils when the act and order went in 1985. And the local control remains with the state beef councils. And that's how the federation was formed.
And so it's been kind of a work in progress since then. We're talking about 40, 50 years, right?
Oh, yes. We wanted to put a face on this thing about 5 years ago because it was there. It's always been there, but it just didn't get the recognition. And it is the one that works direct with CBB and sits on the operating committee and decides where the dollars are going to go to move demand.
And you still have that states being able to pool their money of states that maybe have more beef dollars getting into the states that have less beef dollars but more population, right?
Sure. We have a great state and national partnership. A lot of the dollars from these states, such as Nebraska, mm-hmm. We're a large cattle, small population, so we choose to send money on to the Federation. Mm-hmm. With that, programs are developed, and then those programs go right back to the states, and those state beef councils are the grassroots, and they get those programs implemented. We take the Federation Fund, which is another program we have, and it has the same premise by having large states contribute into some of their excess dollars, and that goes back to states like Florida, New York, that have very small cattle populations but huge opportunities to move the needle because they're such a large population base.
And this is more important than ever before. When we see the smallest cattle herd, probably the most people have seen in their lifetimes, which means less money going into the checkoff.
Dollars have declined because the numbers have declined. So with that approach, there's been a big emphasis on really targeting influencers and letting them become almost partners with us to preach our message out to the population. We've worked extensively with influencers such as dietitians, chefs, menu providers, people in food service to get our message, the correct message, back to the people that they serve.
Mm-hmm. Stretch those dollars. Well, Craig, that's really all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's been a great convention. It's lovely down here if you can find your room, but it has been a wonderful convention. The enthusiasm, I've never seen it quite like this. So we're really moving forward, and I really have enjoyed watching everybody work together to strengthen beef demand.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. That's Craig Uden of Nebraska, the new chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils here at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.